98.1 KZE. On the line with me today is Angela Degrassi. She is the volunteer coordinator for the Ride for Mental Health, which has to be a pretty big job. Angela, how are you?
Hey, good. Great to be here.
Yeah, yeah. So we are huge fans of the Ride for Mental Health at KZE. We've been working with MAC for a few years now, and it's an amazing event. And I know that the volunteers are a massive, massive part of it. So tell me a little bit about what it's like to coordinate all of that effort.
Oh, well, it's a huge effort, and it usually starts in January. And I have to say, it is the work of many people. We have a really great team of folks that have been helping to organize behind the scenes. But really, it's making sure that everyone that wants to be involved has a place and a way to help out.
Do you have more applicants than jobs available?
Good question. I don't think we've ever quite reached that status, but that said, I want to reinforce the ride is just so well supported. Every route has so many great rest stops that are super energizing, great volunteers and good food, and then supported with vehicles around the route too. And people cheering at the finish line, which is a big highlight for a lot of folks.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So what are some of those jobs? So there's the folks handing out water and refreshments at the snack stops. What else?
Yeah. So we have a course support team. So they're driving along the each route, making sure, you know, if any rider needs assist or might need a lift to the next aid station or rest stop, they are out there and can be reached by phone. The rest stops, of course, one of the biggest highlights of the ride. They are handing out the snacks and the baked goods and the electrolyte drinks. And then people at the start-finish line were there to give everyone a good send-off and making sure they have what they need when they return. And then lots of other folks behind the scenes. You know, at Mac and Jenny's house specifically, there's always a big team of people making sure that all the supplies and gear are organized to get out the door on ride weekend.
Yeah, I mean, how many riders are signed up this year? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think we're around between 350 and 375 at the moment, and we are really hoping to get to 500 before the big weekend.
I mean, yeah, so 500 people, that's quite an effort to organize, and it really takes all hands on deck, and it sounds like you've got an incredible team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. This is our 10th year, and we have volunteers that are returning for their 10th time. So
amazing.
Once people get involved, they really see how important the event is and also how much fun it is, too. You know, people keep returning because it is meaningful, and it is a great event to be a part of.
What got you involved in it? It doesn't sound like it's your first rodeo.
Yeah, for sure. I've been involved with the ride for 10 years now. I know Mac and Ginny, they're like family to me. And of course, the mission is super important and the work is really impactful. And it's, you know, it's a challenging project to be involved with too, but definitely pays dividends as far as, you know, a reward. It touches so many lives and is just something that's deeply important.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just joining us, Angela Degrassi is my guest. She is the volunteer coordinator for the Ride for Mental Health, which is now, as you just said, in its 10th year, which is amazing. The ride is June 27th and 28th this year. RideForMentalHealth.org will give you all your info. Angela, have you ever done the ride? Are you a cyclist yourself?
I do ride, but I have never left the start-finish line for all 10 years. So I've never been out on the course during the event, but stay at the starting line until all riders return safely.
I'm amazed Mac has let you get away with that.
Maybe some year I'll give it a shot.
There are, you know, as I feel like it's always worth mentioning that there are rides for all ability levels, you know, whether you want to tackle the full 100 miles, 50 on both days, or you want to do, there's like a very family friendly rail trail route. There's something for everyone, but also there are volunteers who make the whole thing possible from boots on the ground. And is it still possible to sign up to become a volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to RideForMentalHealth.org and click the volunteer sign up button and then find a job and a time that's right for you.
Oh, great. So you can actually kind of choose what job you want to do.
Exactly. Exactly. So if there is a specific location or really just a time slot that works for you, we can get you plugged in to the best spot.
It's a well-oiled machine over there.
Yeah, by now it really is. I think we've got it figured out, which is super exciting.
And I believe Mac has told me that the volunteers also get to participate in the delicious catered dinner the Friday night before the event. Is that true or is it Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday, it really has become a highlight for everyone. So both riders and volunteers get to go to this really fun dinner. We all hang out together under the tent, enjoy some really good food with a view, and just kind of catch up about the day and talk about highlights. It's really a great time and a nice gathering after a long day.
Yeah, so if you needed extra incentive, which you don't because it's already going to be a lot of fun and a great cause, but there you go. You also get a delicious community dinner. Angela, thank you so much for hopping on with me today.
Thanks for having me.
And again, that's the Ride for Mental Health in New Paltz, June 27th and 28th, rideformentalhealth.org.